stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. It's Friday again. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you got to run around anywhere in the world and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. It's Friday. It's the last day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So, Edward, how was last week for you?
That's been really wonderful, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the newly married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Brandon Key. Mr. Brandon Key and his wife, Regina Alouie.
That's a great way to start a marriage.
They watched as the driver of this orange Mitsubishi Mirage spun around and aimed for them on the sidewalk.
I pulled our dog out of the way and I stepped to the left. He just barely missed me.
Thanks to my knight in shining armor.
How could this week get any worse?
Sergeant, today I'm starting a black militia. So if you're black, if you want to shoot some guns, come find me. We're going to rob some white people.
It gets way worse.
To say that I've been following this Lindsay Clancy trial, especially as a mother of two who dealt with a lot of postpartum.
I'm in danger.
He did it. He did it.
You're a loud, boisterous person. You're fake news. Be quiet. Be quiet.
Oh, have mercy. What a mess. If that video don't show you what a mess human nature is in, I don't know what will. Oh, God. What a mess. And the world gone crazy. The anchor baby, in spite of taking over for Hake, running the board, or helping run the board, put that video together, and then the anchor baby show. What the? Thank you, anchor baby. I appreciate your effort, man. The one thing I noticed since Hake been out, the other staff, the radio staff here, they all jumped in and just made it happen anyway. I didn't even have to ask or say anything. And I'm grateful. Amazing. Hard-working alpha males. Not beta males, but alpha males. All of them. So I'm grateful. I have a question for myself. I need someone to answer. It may be my fault. at men or women, or both, I really want to know. I think, I don't really know, but I think I may know, and you know all thoughts are lies all the time about anything. And this has come about over the last, maybe I started hearing about this maybe 30 years ago, give or take, when I first got into media. And I really been thinking about it. And I wonder how this happened. Because it is out of control. What I'm about to ask. And I really, really want to know. So listen up. By the way, we had an amazing, I know y'all, oh, his name is so amazing. But an amazing women forum last night. An amazing women forum last night. The ladies were, they left the basement and quickly climbing to the 50th floor, enduring to the end. And it was amazing. There were some ladies there from New York for the meeting. They want the truth. And if they have to travel 1,000 miles for it, so shall it be. It was really, 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 just, it's like, for me, it's I'm fortunate to, I am very fortunate to be a part of it too, to really see and witness ladies overcoming the fallen state. And the men meeting too. As I'm teaching, I am learning, and it's mind-blowing. So ladies, all of you, and not just the ones that were there, but the ones who live out of the country or couldn't make the meeting, stay with it. A change is happening. And a change is going to come. For I knew a change going to come. But oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there in that yonder sky. It's been a long time coming, but I knew a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Amazing. Stay with it. The ladies and the men who are working on themselves, and to hell with the world. Give the world the finger. The world is not your friend. They don't love you. They're not your friend, and they will do whatever they can to try to stop you, because hell does not want to see one person get away. So the attack will happen, but you stay with it. Again, I'm not complaining, but I went to bed late again. I closed my eyes. Only for a moment. And the moment was gone. And I'm like, what the? I couldn't believe how fast the night just went by. But it's all worth it. It's not a complaint. So stay with it, ladies. Just stay with it. Stay present. So I have a question for myself. I have not found the answer. And I don't know who's waiting. But I want to know, in the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, and girls were ladies were girls, and girls and women became women, it was unheard of, for the most part. I'm sure you find weakness in any part of our, you know, mankind on earth, but it was unheard of for men to give women money, and for women to take money from men if you were not married. It was just unheard of. It was not allowed, and your parents and others would tell the guy, don't give that woman your money. That's not your wife. You spoil her, you're going to mess the whole situation up. And they would say to the ladies, don't take money from men. You know what they want. All they want is what they want for the money. And the men would be given the money for that, too. The three-letter words that hate can't say because he's a Christian. So I would S. And in the good old days, men in dating, and even when they became engaged, they did not give money. And the ladies were decent, and they didn't ask for the money nor take it. It was rare that they would even ask, because they were taught by their parents not to, and the men were taught by their parents to don't be giving women your money. It was just unheard of. And if you did hear that a man was giving a woman money and they were not married, he would automatically be thought of as being weak and pathetic. At the time, beta word wasn't around. They were called weak. Not beta, but today they're called beta. It was just unheard of in dating. I mentioned this story before. I was dating this one girl, and when I was in like 11th, I think, maybe 12th grade, give or take, and she asked me for a quarter. We had been dating, and finally she asked for a quarter because they brought in this bubblegum machine, and they were having it in the hallway there, and you could put a quarter in there and get a ball of bubblegum. And she's like, Jesse, can you give me a quarter to buy some bubblegum? I'm like, what? and we had been dating, we were having fun, and all was well. But when she asked me for that quarter, I dumped her. Because I thought she was just wanting my money. Isn't that amazing? And it was just unheard of for men to give women money in dating and for women to even ask for money. And plus, I was cheap anyway, like my daddy. My daddy was cheap, cheap, cheap. But that has all changed. And it's sad, it's pathetic, and it's ridiculous that this is happening. It doesn't even make sense. Why does it make sense that today men give women money? They buy them hotel rooms, traveling expensive. The woman can say, hey, send me some money. I'm in debt. I got to pay the light bill or something. And they would send it. And not just a quarter, but thousands of dollars. And this is not just one time I've dealt with men doing this and heard about these stories. Over and over again, from all races of men that have money. What's wrong with you? I've heard a story where men have met women online. They haven't even done the three-letter word yet. And in some cases, don't even live in the same state or city or town. And the men have sent thousands of dollars to these women. And then they find out that, and they spoil the women. Because the women know that the men is weak. Women hate men that they can just get money from. They hate you. And they will use you. And they're laughing at you to their friends and everybody. And you're suffering because you're giving away your money. How did that come about? And it's like not a rare thing now. It's an everyday thing. What made men start doing and believe that they could just give women money when they're dating? Even when you're married, you should do it in a logical way. You don't just give your wife your money. She'll spend it because you're spoiling her, and she will have no respect for you. Men, you are idiots for giving your money. And you're not married. And even again, when you're married, you don't overdo it. You are not supposed to do that. You set yourself up for the woman to use you for money. And then she hates you for it, but she'll take the money. Don't do that, man. Don't give your money. The most money you should spend, if you want to, is for a nice little dinner. And that shouldn't be, like, all expensive. A nice little sit-down talk dinner. And if she invite you out for dinner, she should pay for dinner. And if you invite her, guys, then you pay. Whoever do the inviting is the one that needs to pay for the meal. It is not manly. It is not right. It is not meant to be that way for you to give these women your money. You're weak. Really, you're weak. And the woman knows it, and she hates you, but yet she uses you for the money. Even if you were doing the three-letter thing, that hate to use as a Christian, you still don't give no money. If you give a woman money for the three-letter words, now she is a prostitute. A slut that you paying to go to bed with, and you're a slut maker. That ain't love, and you're never going to love one another. However that got going, stop it, guys. Do not give women your money. And if they don't like it, then you got the wrong woman. And be glad to see that and let her go. Because she's been spoiled already, and it's all about the money. It has nothing to do with love. Zero. It is not normal, guys. That's weakness. That's evil. That's pathetic. Don't do it. You're not supposed to be buying women clothes and paying their rent and taking it on trips and sending them money because they say, I don't have any money to pay my bills, or I got to feed my baby. That's not normal, guys. Stop it. And now that you've been doing it, and if she get mad when you stop, be glad to see it. You with the wrong woman. And let her go. So I do want to know, who told men that they should give women money? For any reason. How was she surviving before you started dating her? You ain't her daddy. I want to know, where did your mama teach you that you should give your girlfriend money? Or did your father teach you that? Or did they teach you that in schools? You are creating a monster for yourself when you do this. Because it's abnormal. It's not normal. This is not the way it's supposed to be. So do what you want, guys. But as of this point, stop giving women your money. They're just using you. And they get mad because they are trying to control you. They know the moment they get mad or they don't call you or whatever, they're waiting for you to react. So then they can get the money. Don't respond, don't react or anything. Then she'll come back, she'll play all kind of games to start getting the money from you again. Or the new guy. Where did that come from, baby? What made guys start giving women money that they're dating? Pay for their bills and their car notes and their rent and their apartments and their clothes and their food. I got no money to feed my baby, they say, and you send them money. Where did that come from? You in the millennial realm.
I can't say I'm in Hake's chair.
You can't say?
I'm in Hake's chair. I can't say it. The word.
Oh, we call you a hate Christian. So you don't know how that got started?
No.
Do you know men who have given women money and they're dating? They buy clothes and all that?
Some. And vacation.
Right, and vacation and all kind of thing.
Not that many, but yeah.
I really want to know how did that get started. No wonder the women have gone crazy. According to CNBC, the average cost of a date in the U.S. is $129, which included food. $189, which include food, drink, entertainment, transportation, pre-date, grooming. $180, date would be over.
That's a really weird line, though.
I ain't paying no $189 for no stupid date.
Yeah, but that's a really weird news snippet.
What do you mean?
I mean, just read that again. The average cost of a date in the U.S. is $189, which includes food, drinks, entertainment, transportation, and pre-date grooming. Like, you know they're trying to add everything when they add pre-date grooming. Who considers pre-date grooming part of a cost of a date? You know they're trying to exaggerate here. I'm not saying that things aren't a little bit more expensive, but you don't need to pay $189 for a date.
That's ridiculous.
Not right now.
You shouldn't pay more than, let me see. A meal should cost $10 per person. Let's say you go out on a date, you shouldn't pay more than $10. What, $20? $10 for your meal at best, which includes tips, and $10 for her meal if you invited her out. But if you didn't invite her and she invited you, she should pay $10 for her meal and $10 for yours. That should be it. How you gonna spend $189? That doesn't even include the gas or the parking or the tip. And paying to get their hair done. What's wrong with you? I need money to get my hair done, my nails done, and you pay for it. You are crazy. You're weak. You're pathetic. Really, just weak. How did that get started? I want to know. Is it being taught somewhere? And then as soon as you have sex with her, she's going to accuse you of raping her. A sex abuse or something. What do you mean that's a...
I was just talking to James there. He was like, sometimes girls may do their hair, which can cost money. But I'm thinking that's a personal expense, that this headline wanted to add that in. In my opinion, they're just trying to make everything seem really expensive.
Because it ain't no man expense that she had to do her hair.
Like, things could be more expensive. All I'm saying is that you don't factor that in a date, date cost. You know, like, no normal person's doing that.
What the matter with you? The world gone crazy. I tell you, my country is not what it used to be. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Who told men they should spend one dime on a woman that you're not married to? Who told you that? They lied to you. And you wonder why men are so hated and so weak nowadays. Now you see. And this explains partly of why, because the man is not leading the woman in the right way to go by being an example and correcting her when she's wrong. A woman can be accused of killing the man's three children. She can be accused of it, and even if the woman admits she did it, because women are not overcoming, and as a result of not overcoming the imagination, which is of the devil, they go crazy. They do crazy things because Satan is their god. And everything they do is based on what they think and feel. And as you know, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. But women are addicted to thinking. Because Satan is their god, and Satan is into thinking and feeling. And a woman can be accused, and according to a report, admit that she did it. The women go out and protest for the woman that's been accused of killing the children. But if a man did that, same exact same thing, it'd be a different story. I have a story in your phone call coming up where this female was accused of killing this man's three children. And I guess she admitted it, according to a report. And there are women running around saying that it's them too. They'll do it. They see this woman, Clancy, whatever her name, they're like that. See how women are men and now they'll kill your children? They're not being aborted. And according to reports, some of them are even blaming their husband for it, blaming on the man. For women, female actions. If you can't blame it on the man, blame it on the rain. As long as you don't blame it on the woman. Thank God there are women who are not falling for it anymore. They are starting to overcome. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. A woman asks you for money, guys, and you're not her husband, she's saying to you, without saying the word, she's a slut, and you're not the only one, and she wants your money. And she knows you're weak. She don't care about you at all. And money can't buy love. Just FYI. Anyway, announcement. No hate today. No hate report. Maybe next week he'll be back. We'll see. Time will tell. Have a way to see. But no hate report today. And no anchor baby report today.
I'm on.
Oh, you are doing your show today? The American Anchor Baby is back.
At 9.
Huh?
At 9 a.m.
At
9 a.m. right after you.
Oh,
just for
okay.
Today, just for a little fun.
Right on. Oh, so the Anchor Baby at 9 a.m., right after JLP today. And before the fallenstate.tv. The American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m. today. And then at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the fallenstate.tv. It was an amazing, interesting episode. I had a fun conversation with Micah Irvin. And Micah is a law student and a liberal political debater.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a liberal or a conservative?
I'm a liberal.
So you're an atheist and a liberal?
Yeah. Yeah. You see a starving puppy on the street with its big old puppy eyes and you don't even care about it?
No.
Average Republican. That makes sense.
What's wrong with the blacks?
They're poor. The issue is that they don't have the opportunities.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Yeah, absolutely.
What the? What kind of lawyer are you going to be? You can't even reason right. It was very interesting. Really, really, really was. The fallenstate.tv, a brand new episode today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I'll see you all on Sunday at the fellowship. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. and meet the stars at 11. All are invited. Or if you can't make it in person, you can watch it as it is happening on your by going to rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right? I want to show you what happens to women when you put them in leadership role when they don't have the man, whether it's the earthly father while they're little or when they become adult. What happens to them when they don't have the men to guide them? Or when you put them in leadership role, these things will happen. Christ said, and I repeat, God said, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. But you gave them the voting, so-called voting right, and put them in leadership roles, and the world gone. It's just losing it. Nothing is working. Because it's not the right order. You heard about this female who was accused of killing this man's children. This is from our Frontlines TPUSA. A crowd of female protesters gathered outside Plymouth Superior Court. And they applaud this female by the name of Lindsey Clancy, defense attorney, thanking him for his work defending Clancy, who is accused of killing her three children.
Thank you!
Listen there.
Thank you!
And that's what you want to root when you
want.
Lindsay
is a mental health.
They all are. In my opinion.
I don't know if you'll ever have this many women in one place at one time who may understand all of us on a level that others don't. So.
See there? These women are admitting to you. Not only will they have abortion and kill your children, they'll kill your children after they are born and up there running around. You better listen. And if you go marry them, you deserve what you get. That they were pretending to be strangling.
Is that what they were doing there? When they were like this?
I didn't know what that meant.
They were going like this, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, in solidarity with Lindsay, like pretend to strangle the kids? Or
is that what
they
were doing, really?
That's what I looked like to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I thought it was like
it's heart hands.
Heart hands,
apparently. Oh, okay.
They have heart hearts, that's for sure. But this is why America, another reason, America is falling to pieces. These women are in charge. And you notice that the men are becoming weaker as a result of not being the leaders. They're out there defending this woman who has been accused of killing this man, three children. And some of them want to blame him. Some of these females out there, I don't know if that crowd, but some women are blaming him. The defense argued that Clancy was over-medicated. This is from NBC 10.
I mean, this is more than 100 people here outside of the courthouse. And of course, this comes after what was a tense day inside the courtroom. We heard from a forensic psychologist who, aside from the doctors that prescribed Lindsey Clancy medication, I mean, this might have been one of the most important witnesses because Well, he heard Lindsay Clancy say that a voice came into her head, forcing her to commit the acts. Lindsay strangled her three children to death before attempting to kill herself. She says she did it because of a postpartum psychosis episode due to being over-medicated. Therefore, she is not responsible. Well, during that episode of psychosis, Lindsay said that voice came into her head and told her to do it. She told that to her husband, Patrick, in the days after the killings over the phone.
Amazing. Can you imagine going off to work? And I don't know if the guy was at work or what happened, but and you come home and your mother to your children had killed them. And she says a voice told her to do it. I believe, if that's true, I believe a voice told her to do it, that's for sure. Because all angry people have voices in their heads. And they think that is their voices. And they obey those voices. And they believe those voices, even though those voices deceive them. Amazing, huh? But that doesn't mean she should go to jail for killing, if it's true, she killed this man's children. And I think they said she jumped out the window or something after killing the man's children. The same devil that tell you to commit suicide. Oh, nobody love you. Life is not worth living. You're a failure. You don't have anything. Look at the other people. They got everything. You have nothing. You might as well kill yourself. I can believe that. But that doesn't mean she doesn't go to prison. Nothing is going to work in your life as an individual, male or female, but a return to the love of what is right first. You need a brand new heart. And she is not a victim. Lindsay Clancy is not a victim. The children are the victim. They're the one dead. They were killed, according to the report, by their own mother. They're the victim. And it's a lie that Lindsay is a victim. They all want to make women victims now. But they want to make the man a victim. The woman can smack him in the head or whatever she wants. But she's still the victim. You have no idea what you're doing in giving women your money, giving women permission to be victims. The gates of hell come through her. What do you think the gates of hell will open up and do to the world? And what happened to the white liberal female? They've gone crazy. Education has really driven them deep into darkness. They've really gone crazy. See how education builds the ego and makes you go crazy things? According to court records and testimony from her ongoing trial, Lindsay Clancy was prescribed 13 different psychiatric medications over a 4-month period leading up to the tragedy. That's according to Google AI, whatever. And your point is what? The man's children are now dead. I wonder when this man ever made baby with her again. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh, a first-time caller out of South Carolina. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All this well, Josh. Happy Men's History Month, by the way.
Hey. Happy month. I'll be quick. I'm just calling about
Josh.
Men's History Month. Hey, here's some history for you. I got a history lie to talk about.
Okay.
The Holocaust, Jesse.
Big
lie. The Holocaust.
What's that?
And it's actually got a tie.
What is that, Josh?
From World War II. That was the big burnt offering that was made in 1945.
Josh, what's the Holocaust?
It was whenever all the Jews were killed by the Germans. That's what it was.
Okay, for those who might not be aware of it, I wanted you to tell them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought everybody knew. But anyway, so yeah. It's a story. Treblinka, one of the deadliest death camps in it. There were six of them. You know, Auschwitz, Treblinka, Belzec, Sobibor, Lublin, and Majdanek.
I don't know about any of that.
Okay, well, I'm letting you know. Okay. Treblinka was the second deadliest one. It had 950,000 people killed in it, supposedly. And it ran from 1942 to 1943. And when the Russians took over that part of Poland in 1944, what they found was a farm there. And then there was this guy, Janko Wernick, who was running around Poland in 1944. He had himself a book wrote called A Year in Treblinka. This was the first story about that camp that ended up getting put into the history books, a history book by Yitzhak Arad. But anyway, and that's whenever it became, historical, actually. But then there were also trials and stuff that happened.
This is not a men's history moment.
Here's the men's history part. The story that Yankel told everybody, that everybody believed, and this is in his book, which is a historical source. He's a primary source. He said that all those bodies, 950,000 of them, were burned all by themselves without any wood. They tried using gas, but the gas was ineffective. You know what burned those bodies, those men's bodies? Women, Jesse. They said they started that fire by burning women. Women burn like kindling, and it would burn the men.
Thank you, Josh. I had no idea what he's talking about. He's making that up now about the women thing. What the? God bless you, Josh. I understand, buddy. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to. Josh is out of his mind right now. Let me go to Ireland and talk to Brian. Brian, you are on the air.
Hey, man. Just before I get into what I was going to ask you, can you hear a humming in the background? Is it annoying?
What?
I don't hear anything.
Oh, you asked, did I hear a phone in the background?
Can you hear like a humming from a fan?
No,
I don't want it to be a distraction, right?
Do you hear that or something?
Yeah, I'm in a toilet that has a pretty loud fan, and I just hope it's not coming through on your end.
No, if it does, I'll let you know.
Okay, cool. And by the way, I have to start work really shortly, so I might have to end this call sooner than I'd like. But,
okay.
Yeah. So I was listening to your church on Sunday, and towards the end of it, someone asked something about like when it's the right time to correct somebody about something, like, and it ended up being about women. You know how women call you like baby, love, all that stuff. It's like a power move. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am right about that. That's what you spoke about, right?
I'm not quite understanding what you're saying.
Okay.
Is it a power move that women call you baby or love? Yes,
yeah,
definitely,
yeah.
A power move.
You're talking about, like, you know, people.
When women say, oh, baby, how you doing, baby? Come
yeah,
on in,
yeah.
Baby.
And the caller said to you, funny,
sweetie.
And you said, I'm not.
They're
exactly
putting
right,
the man
yeah.
down and putting themselves over the man. And
yeah,
most men
100%.
Are too weak to 100%. Tell them, no, I'm not your baby, I'm not your sweetie or honey.
Yeah. You know, that relates to why I'm calling you, because I might be one of those guys. I'm like, when you said that, let me slow down a little bit. How I've been dealing with that recently is I went from accepting it to kind of ignoring it and just being assertive, carrying on with like the transaction, because it happens in work. because I wouldn't be around somebody who's like that, but I have to be around certain people. So when they do it in work, I just, you know, I just do my job and I just stay assertive, you know, here's your change, blah, blah, blah. But then I heard you say, like, you should correct them when they do that. And then I was like, oh, my God, I have another mountain to climb here because I've been doing it so differently. Like, last night I was trying to sleep, and the whole night, man, well, not the whole night, I'm exaggerating, but, like, for an hour or two before I was sleeping, like, my heart, like, I was just, the pain was so bad. I'm like, oh, my God, tomorrow is going to be, because it's like everything's going to change now because I have to approach it differently, I feel. Yeah, like, and I have that, I don't know if I have that face or something, like, I'm 25, but I could pass for 16, I actually could pass for, like, 16, and women, I think, I don't know, it could be just my mind telling me this, but I feel they just jump on that straight away, like, they call me baby, pet, petal, darling, the whole lot, man, and I'm like, okay, I have a big mountain to climb now, because that happens a lot to me, so my question is, like, how do I do that, and the real thing is, I feel when I do it, I feel like I won't be able to stop anger coming through as well.
And so you're asking, when you go to work and these women call you baby, honey, and whatever, how should you deal with it?
Yeah, like, it happens so much. Surely I shouldn't do it every time, because then I'll be fighting like different, like, multiple battles every day. So I don't know if that's appropriate.
You, keep it simple. Don't argue about it. Don't fight with anyone over it. It's just when they call you that, they say, my name is Brian, or I'm not your baby. I'm not your honey.
Okay, okay.
And if they get mad or offended, whatever, emotional about it, let them get how they feel. You're not responsible for their feelings at all. And then don't judge them. Don't get mad at them. If they get mad, you just stay, because you're working on you and you're only responsible for you and no one else, you let them act however they want, but you just say, my name is Brian. I'm not a baby. I'm not a honey.
Okay. So I can tell them, like, I can just, would it be appropriate to say, like, hey, I don't like you calling me that. My name's Ryan, and just leave it there.
No, you don't have to say I don't like it or do like it. Just say, I'm not your baby. I'm not your honey. Or you say, my name is Brian. Just a quick, nice response without any defense at all.
So I wouldn't say something like, just don't, I wouldn't say something like, don't call me that.
Yeah, you can say that too.
Okay.
But don't argue about it. If she said, I do this with everybody. Oh,
yeah, that's just, what happens, man.
That's just the way I speak. But say, okay, but that's not who I am.
Okay, gotcha. I'll try it. And I think maybe, like, I'm so new to this, that I think it might, the first couple of times, it might not go perfectly, but I'll just do it anyway.
But don't think about how it's going to go, will go, or not go.
Okay.
Have a way to see about all things.
Okay, you're right, yeah, cool. And one more thing, and then I will have to go. It's kind of on topic. Like, another thing that's happened to me, it's happened to me, like, 3 times since I started this new job, maybe 4, and it hurts in a very similar way to what I just said. Sometimes, like, you know, I'm not always smiling, right? It doesn't mean I'm not happy, but I can't smile all the time, like, and, like, when I'm at my job or whatever, and, there's been times where I'm serving a woman.
Hold on, bro, can you hold?
Don't
hang up. I gotta take a break. The hate news is coming by the way of the anchor baby, American anchor baby. I'll be back 2 more hours to go. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge. at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
First hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Open Line Friday, done just like that. But we got two more hours here. We got calls and more amazing stories, but a little bit of hate news, not the fake news read by the anchor baby. Eric Swalwell is in the middle of a controversy, another one. He wasn't done with just Fang Fang. In a major development involving a former high-profile Democrat, the FBI has seized electronic devices belonging to ex-Congressman Eric Swalwell of California and searched his Washington, D.C. home. According to multiple sources familiar with the matter, including reports from CNN, The New York Times, and others, federal agents stopped Swalwell at San Francisco International Airport on Saturday. Armed with a search warrant, they took possession of his devices, including an iPhone and a MacBook Pro. The following day, agents executed a second warrant and searched his residence in the nation's capital. The actions are part of an ongoing federal investigation into sexual assault and misconduct allegations against the former lawmaker. Swalwell, a Democrat who represented Bay Area districts for more than a decade, resigned from Congress in April and withdrew from the California governor's race with several women after several women, including a former staffer, accused him of sexual assault and other misconduct. Local authorities in New York and Los Angeles are also investigating related claims. Sources indicate the federal probe is examining possible civil rights violations under statutes that address abuses by public officials. Four women have confirmed to media outlets that they have spoken with the FBI. Swalwell has repeatedly denied the allegations, previously calling them false and politically motivated. His attorney has not yet issued a detailed response to the weekend searches. The FBI declined to comment. No arrests have been made, and the investigation remains active. It seems that's all we do is take allegations of women seriously. But, hey, you know, I don't know what's going on with all that. Neutrogena is taking women seriously. In fact, that's all we do. Skincare brand Neutrogena has released a statement addressing its past treatment of actress Hayden Panettiere, the one who died recently, quite young. The move comes after fans renewed calls to boycott the company following her recent death. Panettiere, who served as a Neutrogena ambassador for more than a decade, previously alleged that the brand did not renew her contract after she spoke publicly about her postpartum depression in a 2015 interview on Live with Kelly and Michael. Postpartum depression is heavily defended by women right now. Didn't Neutrogena know that? She said the company cited a morality clause, though her representatives intervened at the time. In an Instagram post Thursday, Neutrogena said it is deeply saddened by her passing and called her a valued member of its community. The brand acknowledged, "We understand that we made her feel unsupported during a very difficult time. This is not what Neutrogena stands for." So, what, it's Neutrogena's fault that she's dead like this? It's crazy, but that's the female mafia bringing multi-million dollar companies under to heel. A classic mafiosi tactic. A landmark trial against Meta is underway in federal court in Oakland, California. A coalition of 29 state attorney generals is accusing the company of designing Facebook and Instagram features like infinite scroll, likes, and recommendation algorithms to intentionally addict children and teens. The states led by California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey also alleged Meta violated the Federal Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by collecting data on kids under 13 without proper parental consent, while misleading the public about platform safety and mental health risks. Opening statements began August 18th before Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers, an 8-person advisory jury, is hearing the case. But the judge will issue the final ruling. The trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks, with possible testimony from CEO Mark Zuckerberg. You know, is it just me? But I don't know if I'm really so confident that this country really cares for the young children, the bambinos. Clear Eyes. The FDA is warning consumers about several product recalls this week, including 40,000 bottles of Clear Eyes Maximum Itchy Eye Relief. Are things falling apart? Trump can't do everything. Second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show right here.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, why is it okay for women to discriminate against men, but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men, but not women? Why? Why is it okay to discriminate against men, but not women? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still go do what you got to do and listen to it on your phone while you're doing it. By phone. By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest today. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
I'm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So, Edward, how was last week for you?
It's been really wonderful, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the newly married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Brandon Key. Mr. Brandon Key and his wife, Regina Alouie.
That's a great way to start a marriage.
They watched as the driver of this orange Mitsubishi Mirage spun around and aimed for them on the sidewalk.
I pulled our dog out of the way and I stepped to the left. He just barely missed me.
Thanks to my knight in shining armor.
How could this week get any worse?
Sergeant, today I'm starting a black militia. So if you're black, if you want to shoot some guns, come find me. We're going to rob some white people.
It gets way worse.
To say that I've been following this Lindsay Clancy trial, especially as a mother of two who dealt with a lot of postpartum.
I'm in danger.
He did it.
You're a loud, boisterous person. You're fake news. Be quiet.
Amazing. the great white hope is from the old school. Men are so afraid to correct women like that. It is mind-blowing. Amazing. Right on. He's setting an example. The great white hope is be quiet. Be quiet. You're being rude. Noise. Too much noise. And noise is your enemy. I received this, Tony, I received a Best of the Who album from Tony. Tony, thank you. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I want to know who are you? That's one of the amazing songs on that Who album. Thank you, Tony. I got it. It came, and I appreciate it. Who are you? By the Who. I didn't know that Who made that song until recently. Thank you, Tony. Brian had to run. He was at work. So Brian, just go and don't worry about the outcome. Don't think whether it's going to work or not. If they call you bae or honey and oh, they said, my name is Brian. I'm not your bae. I'm not your honey. Amazing. I wish you well with that, Brian. Let me go to Canada and talk to first-time caller William out of Canada. William, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month, William. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. Jesse, I'm just calling to say thank you. I love you. I've been listening to your stuff this last few months, and it's really amazing. It's like a new chapter in my life. Thanks to you, I've forgiven my father. Next Saturday, I'm forgiving my mother.
Right on, man. Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Do the silent prayer. And I'm telling you, William, you have not seen anything. Your life would change, and it would be perfect. It really will be perfect right here on earth.
Thank you so much, man. Can I ask you a small question before I go?
Yes.
So I have a child on my home of my own. She's 5 years old. Obviously, I made her before forgiving, before all of this. So
right.
Mother and me were already separated. It already went to hell, basically. Everything is fine. Everything is good. I'm just wondering, my daughter will have to forgive her parents as well. So when should this happen? Should I wait until she's an adult to talk about this or?
Yeah. How old is she now?
5.
Yeah. When you see her feel a little irritation or she get mad about things, you can just say to her, hey, daughter, don't be angry. Anger is not good. You speak up, but don't be mad. All right? And that way, she will understand, don't be mad, don't get angry. But as she get older, she'll start asking, because you're being a good example for her, she'll start asking other questions that you will be able to respond to.
Okay, right.
But keep it simple for now if she get mad. Don't be mad, daughter. Why are you mad? And she'll tell you. They say, okay, I understand, but don't be mad. You speak up. You speak up to mommy, you speak up to me, but don't be angry.
All right. Awesome, man. So thank you so much again. And you keep going, Jesse. Keep going strong like you're doing. And you're amazing, man. You have a good soul.
Thank you.
Smart, too.
Thank you, William. And you stay with it. Do the silent prayer. Just live your life and let it happen.
Yeah. That's super cool.
Right on. Thank you, buddy.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Right on. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to Ross. Ross, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All this well, Ross.
I don't know about other people, but I thought I would call in and tell you my experience growing up with money, where I think the problem came in.
Okay.
Is my father grew up in the South, basically his father was a coal miner. And I think basically as a child, he played on the hills outside the coal mine for fun. And they didn't live a real, you know, high-end life. And when he got taken and put he eventually got into the Air Force. And they were able to clean him up real nice and present him real well. And he came up and he was visiting New Jersey and he met my mother. Well, my mother lived a different type of lifestyle than he lived his whole life. And real quickly, he found out that, you know, basically everything up in the north you have to pay for because of the weather changes so often and the winter is rough to live in. So as they got older, my mother, she would want to buy us clothes to go to school, and my father would always hold the money. He wouldn't give her any money for anything. And when we got to school age where we had to go to school, we were, you know, supposed to dress a certain way. But my father, he didn't want to pay the money. He wanted to buy coveralls for us all. So we would just be like he was when he was a kid. So what ended up happening was my mother would go to my grandfather and cry for money. Excuse me?
Your father and mother was married?
Yeah, they got married.
Okay, but the question is, why do men give women money that they're not married to? How did that get going?
Well, that's how it ends up happening. When my father wouldn't give my mother money, and she had to go ask her my grandfather for the money so we could get school clothes, then what happened is it caused a friction between my grandfather and my father. And then what ended up happening eventually is after my grandfather died and we were still in school, she got credit cards in the mail somehow. So she got her hands on credit cards and ended up putting my dad in debt without him even knowing it.
I know, but that's different when you're married. I'm talking about a totally different situation where men are not married. They're just dating, or some of them just met the woman. They give them money. And how did men become so? Who told men that they're supposed to give a woman money? They're not married to her or anything like that. Where did that come from? Your situation. I'm not talking about marriage situation. A man should take care of his wife and children in the right way when they're married. But I'm talking about non-marriage.
Well, if you're giving a woman to look nice and go out with you on a date, she's representing you as the person.
No, so she's not. If she's not married to you, she's representing herself. She's not representing you at all.
If she's going and being seen in public with you,
but she's not representing you. She represents herself if she's not married to you.
Well, that's entirely up to her. If a man's paying for her to get fixed up and takes her into public, then she's representing him.
No.
If she pays herself.
No, if she's not married to him, she is representing herself. Now, if the man is foolish enough to give her money to get her hair done and buy clothes, he's stupid. She's still representing herself and not him, but he's on an ego trip because he want to feel good. That other men are looking at her, that's still crazy. That's insane.
Well, don't you think that a woman thinks more like, if I spend the money to make money, it's going to help me? Where a man thinks, I'll save the money till I find something that I want that I'll spend it on.
No, women are using men when they can get money from men without being married to them. They see that man as weak and pathetic, and he is. And he ended up suffering because he ended up losing his money over his ego feelings, and it is not supposed to be that way. He should not give her a dime if he's not married to her.
The man that worked during our day had to work all day long, and then he had the weekend, and most guys went out and blew their paycheck on the weekend anyway.
Ross, I got him right, but it's still not responding to the question. Thank you. I appreciate it, though. Let me go to Zach out of Florida. Zach, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Happy Men's History Month, Zach.
Yes, sir. So my question is kind of about work, coming from Stetson, the caller yesterday that you told he needed to get another job. I have a son that I take care of, and I'm 100% disabled veteran, so I really don't have to work. because of the disability. Should I still work if I don't have to and I can pay all my bills and I still take care of him?
How old is your son?
He's eight years old.
Oh, eight. Yeah. No, I mean, if you a military vet and you got wounded in the army and they're taking care of you, you're earning your money.
Yeah, that's what I believe, too. And I still struggle with wanting to try to work, though.
I'm sorry?
I still, think sometimes I still should try to work.
Why?
Even though I don't need to. That's what I'm, I know, I'm just wondering if it's wrong. I kind of think it is, but that's something I struggle with.
You should, I mean, if you don't have to work, you've already earned it. That's different. But if you want to work, work just because you want to, but don't do it out of false sense of guilt in your case.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Don't let the mind cause, oh, you're lazy. You're a man. You should be working. Your situation is different. It's a special situation.
Yes. Yes, sir.
But when your son, as your son grow, make sure he don't spoil him with your money. Make sure he learns to do things around the house, you know, do little things so he can naturally become independent.
Yes.
You know, don't spoil him.
Exactly.
Amazing.
All right,
buddy.
Okay, Jesse. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. I wish you well. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Eeny, Meeny, Mighty Mo. Keston. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well. Have you heard Eeny, Meeny, Mighty Mo cast a nigger raro by his toe? If he holler, let him go. Eeny, meeny, mighty moe.
No, I haven't, sir.
Oh, you never heard that?
No, sir.
That was very popular in the black community when we were growing up, Tony. I'm surprised you ever heard that. Eeny, meeny, mighty moe, catch a tiger by his toe. If he holler, let him go. Eeny, meeny, mighty moe.
No, I heard that the Bankrupt of America is by Trump, though. Have you ever heard of that?
You heard what now?
The Bank of America is bankrupt.
Are you on the speaker or something, Tony?
No, I'm not, sir. No.
Okay, speak right into your phone.
Okay, I will. Hold on. Let me see something here. Did you hear about the $40 trillion?
That's much better, man.
Okay, yeah. Did you hear about the $40 trillion that America's in?
Yeah, I read about the debt is $40,000.
Trillion. $40 trillion, not thousands. I can give you $40,000, but I can't give you $40 trillion.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And you voted for Trump?
Yes.
After he's a bankrupt 19 different businesses?
And what's your complaint about it?
Aren't you tired of paying $7 for gas and diesel in California?
I don't pay $7 for gas.
I said diesel too, though.
I don't pay any money for diesel.
Oh, how about for gas then? What you pay for gas?
I think the last time I filled my car was like $5 or something.
Ain't that too much?
No, I was able to fill the tank.
I said, ain't that too much, though?
No, I was able to
don't you remember when gas was 48 cents?
Are you able to...
Don't you remember when gas was 48 cents?
Are you able to...
Don't you remember when gas was 48 cents?
No, I remember when it was 50 cents.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
But what does that have to do with filling my tank now? Are you able to fill your tank?
Yes, I'm able to do that.
So
yes,
why are you complaining? What are you complaining about?
What about those who can't, Jesse?
What about Tony?
What about those who can't, Jesse? We're not the only ones in America, Jesse.
What are you complaining about? Are you hungry?
Am I hungry?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes.
But are you able to eat? Are you able to get a meal?
I skip a meal sometimes, Jesse.
Are you able to get a meal when you're hungry?
No.
Oh,
no,
you can't? No. Oh, you black, huh? I forgot.
What's you, Jesse?
The white man keeping you down?
All the time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's unfortunate, but I want you to know it's an illusion, Tony, that the white man is keeping you down. No one is keeping you down but you.
Jesse, let me ask you a question, Jesse.
Okay.
How many white people been in the government that you think of?
How many white people?
Yes.
I don't know. What's that? What's
I mean, let's take a guess. Let's take a guess.
That's dumb. I can't take that kind of guess. I have no idea.
Okay, well,
I have no idea how many white people have been involved in the government. That's insane.
Let me put it to you this way, then, Jesse.
But
because of the condition of this country.
What?
It's because of them. The condition of this country is because of them.
No, that's not true.
The pedophiles of this country is
Tony, because of them. Stop calling names, making up stuff. Either you tell me why you say it. Bye, Tony. 8887. I was trying to have a conversation. You're going to go off the deep end. I want to know why he said the condition of this country is due to the white man. The white man don't speak up. I agree to that. Amazing. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Brandy.
Hey, last Friday when some guy called in and said to read Isaiah 40:22. So I started reading it, and I came across the verse. This is as I'm waiting for the hurricane to hit. And I wanted to read some of those verses that I found I thought were interesting as a hurricane's coming. Can I read them real quick?
Well, not a lot of them. It's not Bible Thumping Thursday, but absolutely read. But not a lot of them.
Okay. I only have a couple anyway.
And speak a little, right into your phone a little louder.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Stay to your phone.
Okay. It says, "Be silent before me, you islands. Let the nations renew their strength. Let them come forward and speak. Let us meet together in the place of judgment." And then after that, it says, "Who has stirred up one from the east, calling him righteousness? He hands nations over to them and subdues kings before him. He turns them into dust with his sword. He to wind-blown chaff with his bow. The islands have seen it and fear. The ends of the earth tremble. They approach."
Not 2 minutes. We can't do a Bible class right now.
It's almost done. It's almost done. "They approach and come forward. They help each other and say to their companions, be strong." I just find that weird because it's talking about the islands and judgment and wind-blown chaff as a hurricane is hitting. What do you guys think about that?
I don't understand what you are you saying that there was a storm there in Hawaii. Are you saying that Bible verse is talking about that?
It just seems very strange that, like, somebody calls your show and says to read this verse, and then as I'm reading past that verse, I'm reading all this as the hurricane's coming that says the islands have seen in fear, the ends of the earth tremble.
But what I don't understand how you compare it. I don't understand what you're getting from that concerning the rainstorm in Hawaii.
It's like God's telling me through his word as it's coming what's about to happen.
No, that's not true. You read the wrong thing. Stop listening to your thoughts about that. They're lying to you.
That's not my thoughts, Jesse.
Yeah.
The word speaks.
You listen to thoughts. And devil tell you, "Oh, Lord, read this verse." And it happened while you read the verse. That's ridiculous. You listen to your thoughts. Drop that.
All right. Never mind then.
Never mind what?
Never mind.
What? Didn't the weatherman tell you that the storm was coming before you read the Bible?
Yeah, well, I guess the weatherman knows more than God now.
No, but then the weatherman had he already told you, get ready, go down to the basement. A storm is coming, hurricane is coming. And you hadn't read the Bible yet, right? About that, about a storm kind of thing, right?
It's just kind of weird that
No, that's not what I asked. Did the weatherman tell you? Did the weatherman tell you that a storm was coming before you read the Bible?
All right. I don't think I'm going to call anymore.
Why not?
Because you don't take me serious.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
No. What do you mean, Brandy? I'm taking you serious. I'm saying that the devil got your mind. You read something in the Bible that you already knew was going to happen because the weatherman told you. And the devil is trying to make you think that God is telling you something. That's not how God communicates with you.
All right.
All right, what?
No sooner do they take root, and no sooner... Oh, my gosh, Jesse, if you read this, it's like totally talking about the whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom am I compared? Who am I compared to? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One of Israel.
But it's that's like what the devil is doing to people. The devil is sweeping people away. As he's doing to you right now by causing you to think that God is trying to speak to you through the Bible like that. He's not talking about a He's not talking about a physical weather there, what you're reading. He's talking spiritually, but the devil makes you read something else to make you think that God is trying to tell you about the hurricane.
I just find it quite a coincidence that I'm reading this as a hurricane is hitting us.
No, that's not a coincidence. You picked the Bible up and you read it. You picked the Bible up and you read it while a hurricane would happen. That doesn't mean God's trying to speak to you.
Yeah, but I didn't go looking for, oh, what does the Bible say about hurricanes? I listened to a guy said, look up a, or he was talking about a verse, and I just kept reading past that verse and came across this. It's not like I went looking for it. You don't think God talks to you like that?
No, absolutely not.
I don't agree with you on this one.
Okay, no, you can disagree, but God ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
A man told you about the verse. You went and read the verse while it was raining. Had you not heard about that verse while it was raining, you would not have read it while it was raining.
The man called up about a flat earth theory, and the verse was Isaiah 40:22 about flat earth. But, and I went looking for that, and
I know,
then I read
but you
past
did
it,
that while it was raining. That doesn't mean that God tried to tell you something.
I disagree.
Okay. No, you totally can. But God does All not right. communicate with you like that. This I promise you. It was Satan telling you, oh, my God,
does.
Brandon, you're reading this verse while a hurricane is happening right here on the island. And you're thinking that God is telling you that. Satan is telling you that. God doesn't play around like that. What the?
Okay. It is the living word of God.
What is the living word of God?
The Bible.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it speaks to people today, too. It's not like an old, like, you speaks to you.
Well, why do you say the Bible is the living word of
God? Open a Bible, because that is, it's because it's alive in action. It speaks to you now. It tells you stuff that's happening now.
How is the Bible alive? What do you mean by that?
What? It's just, it's. I'm opening the book. I'm not even looking for anything to do with hurricanes or winds.
I know,
or
but
anything.
You said it's a living word of God and that the Bible is alive. How can writing on a piece of paper be alive?
It's what it says to you, not writing on it.
Where have you ever heard writing on a piece of paper in a book called Bible speak to you? It doesn't have a voice.
Hold on, Brandon.
Don't hang on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Rolling right along, rolling in the deep. Check out our merch, amazing merch. We have a 250-year celebration of the silver coin with my face on it. It's amazing. And silver is always a good investment. Can't go wrong. And while you're enjoying your beautiful silver coin, you can be having some Punchy's coffee. And Punchy's coffee is good. It's so good, it makes you want to slap your mama. And while you're enjoying the coffee, while looking at your beautiful silver coin, you could be reading my books. My books are amazing. And The Antidote, Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide, From Race to Responsibility, and Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And so For Race to Responsibility was the last one I wrote. And then I wrote the Seven Guaranteed Steps because whether you're in business or not, you have a job, it gives you seven simple steps how to just live, no matter what you're doing. And if you do them, it's going to be amazing. And it's for men and women. All the books are for men and women, but it's just seven little steps, but you got to do them. And then we have the T-shirts and mugs and hats and all those beautiful things, all right? Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or jlptalk.com, jlptalk.com. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. You can make a donation and everything there, and I do appreciate it. Brandy is gone from Hawaii. Brandy, the devil got your mind about that. He let you, you heard somebody say, read it. A storm was happening. And the devil said, oh, God, the storm. And you thought God was telling you that. He's not. And also, I want to know, Brandy, where in the Bible, how can the Bible be the living word of God? I don't know what you mean by that. I really do want to understand that. If you want to call back, do. I understand, but I do want to know what you mean by that. Amazing. And don't get mad, Brandon. What the? Remember? Don't go ever a reason to be angry. Never, ever, ever a reason to be angry about anything. Derek, some of this writing is so long, I don't understand what the questions are because I don't, or the statements, I don't see, especially from Texas and other places. Let me go to Don out of England. Don, you are on the air.
Hello, how's it going?
All is well, Don.
You hearing me loud and clear?
No.
Okay, sweet. So my question is, I knew that trick. So life's not working out, or I believe that to be so. And I think it's due to me being either indecisive or changing my mind so much or just not knowing what I want. And I don't really know how to get out of this hole I'm in. So do you have a response to that?
Give me an example of what you mean life is not working out.
I'm picking up bad habits. I don't sleep very well. I get irritated a lot. I feel fear. I feel pretty bad on a daily basis. That's pretty much.
And so what does that have to do with life working out? Because inwardly you're in pain. What does it have to do with life?
Sometimes I think it's because of what's going on outside. What's going on outside is what affects the inside.
I promise you what's going on outside has nothing to do with what you're feeling on the inside at all. Have you heard me say, drop your anger?
Yeah, I have.
Why have you done that?
I don't know how. It just takes over me, or is it there?
You never heard me say how to drop the anger?
By watch it and be aware of it?
Right. Have you been doing that?
Yes, and it's still there.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have.
And your father?
And my father.
And so are you doing a silent prayer?
Not anymore.
And how life's supposed to happen for you if you have turned away from the one that gives life?
Well, the reason I stopped doing it is because it didn't work.
And who told you that it wasn't working?
Nobody.
Yes, personal it is. Experience. Somebody told you it wasn't working. Who told you stop doing it, it's not working?
I don't have an answer for you.
The devil told you that. Satan told you that, and you believed it, and you stopped, and now he's taking control of you again. You didn't tell yourself that. Life is, you cannot make life happen. You have to let life happen. And all when you're going to let life happen, you have to stay present instead of in your head believing the lies that what you're feeling has something to do with somebody else from the outside or some situation. It doesn't, Don. You got to stay present, and life will happen, and you will overcome the inner conflict where you would never have it again. But you got to stay present. You're listening to evil. You're going back to evil, and now evil is telling you that life is not working, and it has something to do with the outside. You believe in a lie.
I've been trying to. I must have forgot how to be present. I've been trying your ways, but.
But you haven't. You haven't been doing the silent prayer. You haven't been doing it.
But I was consistently for a long time, and it just feels like a box to check off. To do the silent prayer morning and night. And I do it, and nothing changed.
It was. You stopped, and that's why it's not happening. You listen to the devil and tell you all that mess. Oh, why are you doing this? Nothing. What were you expecting to change?
My internal state.
And why were you expecting that?
Because I believe that that's the outcome of doing the silent prayer.
And what would have happened had you not had any expectations at all?
I don't know.
Won't you do that and find out? You're not supposed, it's not normal to have any expectations, any wonder how things are going to go, if it's going to work or not. Because when you're doing that, Don, you're still in your head and in your mind because you have an expectation, and that's keeping you away from life.
Okay, I agree, but I can't just stop having expectations as if, like turning off a light switch.
And why can't you?
Because if I could, I would have done it already.
No, you can't because you went back into darkness. And when you say that, when you say you can't do it, who are you referring to?
You already know my answer. I don't know.
And so if you don't know, why don't you do it and so you can find out? Do what you want, Don, but you're making a horrible mistake by going back into the darkness and believing the lie that you have pain, life is not working, the being still is not working, and you're going back into the hell that you're trying to get away from, and going back into it is going to be worse than leaving it. And so if you're not ready to endure to the end, I would suggest you just stay in your misery, because to leave it and come back to it is worse.
What does it mean to endure to the end? Does that just mean wait and wait and wait until something happens, or what?
No, just wait and wait and watch. Watch those thoughts, those feelings. Don't call them you. Get up and go to work. Live with them. Sleep with them, walk with them, eat with them, drive with them, do have conversation with them, but no, do nothing about it. Not with them, but with other people in your life while you're dealing with people. But do nothing about what you see going on in your mind. And then the healing will come. You're going to see that that's not you, that is the deceiver. And the accuser pretended to be you. But you got to wait and don't let the devil tell you that it's not working. He's lying to you. And you got to have no expectation at all, because anyone that has expectations are of their father, the devil. They're evil. Because you think you know what you want. You think, I'm expecting this and I'm expecting that. And if it doesn't go my way, it's not working. You're the devil, still one. All people with expectation are pure evil. They're playing God. And the thing that keep people away from life is their expectation. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. No truth in a thought at all.
I must be honest. I don't see the thoughts anymore like I used to.
Right, because you're now one with them. You went back to them, and you and the devil are the same now, so you can't see. If you had stayed with the being present, you would see even clearer, but you stopped and went back into the darkness. Oh, Lord, I've been thinking of myself, but never finding the answers in my life, I will be waiting. I never will forget. Listen, listen to me. I can see your eyes go through me, and I don't know why. You got to go back. If you want to come out of the darkness, Don, you got to let go and let life happen and stop believing the lies.
I don't know what that means. When you say that, I don't know exactly what that means.
And that's beautiful. Why don't you do it and find out?
I don't know what to do because I don't know what to
do. Do nothing. Do the silent prayer. Do nothing. And it's nice, it's beautiful that you don't know what that means. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. Do nothing and let life happen. It will happen because you're going to see your way out of the darkness. You're not seeing by the light. You're in the darkness. And you're calling it you. I am unhappy. My life is not working. It's because of what's happening on the outside of me. It's all lies, and you're falling for them. All of your issues, none are real, by the way, but they're all inside of you. I promise you they're not on the outside of you at all. And yes, you may run into people that want to give you issues, cause problems for you because they're evil. But if you're not living from without, no one can affect you. All of your issues, Don, is inside of you, not outside of you at all. So it's your fault.
I don't like hearing that because there's nothing I can really do then. I can't change what I'm like.
Right.
Or how I think.
Right, 100%. Why are you not happy to hear that?
Because there's nothing I can do.
Why do you happen to hear that? Why do you want to play God?
Say that again?
Why do you want to be God?
I don't.
Then why are you not happy to hear there's nothing you can do? You can't change your life. Why are you not happy to hear that?
Because things aren't going to change with time.
I'm sorry?
Things aren't going to change with time if I just wait or expect for things to change.
Right. You said they're not going to change if you expect things to change?
Right, which is what I'd be doing if what did I say again?
See how crazy that is? You said that you can't change anything and that life is not going to change if you expect things or something like that. Don, because of time, you can't change anything, including your life. Why not accept that so that the change can come? No one on the planet can change anything. But all people think they're God, and they think that they can change, and they stay stuck in hell.
What about the people who have genuinely changed, or their circumstances changed? Or
what about them?
They always say that, you know, they did this or they did that. Or
but their circumstance may have changed. They may have got another job or a new wife or something, but they haven't changed at all. They're still miserable. They just still the unhappy, emotional, lost demons. They have not changed at all. But you're looking at them and comparing yourself to the devils.
I don't know. It seems like I don't know who to trust because...
Trust no one.
Believe.
Trust or believe no one. Do it and see. Why
do you...
Why do you need to trust anyone? You don't even trust God.
Right.
And God never told you to trust him.
Okay.
He said, come as you are. Lost, lonely, stressed, afraid.
Well, what's he waiting for then?
What you are waiting for is the question, not him. He's not going to impose on you at all. You got to...
I still don't understand, like, what am I doing wrong or not doing?
You went back into hell because you believed a lie.
Okay, and I tried to go back out, and I didn't. I'm still there.
What do you mean you tried to go back out?
You know, stay present, do the silent prayer.
No, you
prayer.
Lie. You're not doing the silent prayer. You're lying.
Well, I stopped because it didn't work.
So you didn't try then. And you're not supposed to try. You're supposed to do.
Okay, so if I do it for, I don't know, 5 years straight and it's still not working, should I expect, is it going to work if I do it for 40 years then?
You going to put a time on God?
Well, I don't want to suffer for the rest of my time here.
And why not?
Because it's hell. It's not nice.
But you're not honest about you don't want to suffer. You love suffering. That's why you went away from the light. You turned away from the light and went back into the darkness. You love your pain. That's why you went back into darkness. That's why you hold on to it. That's why you have all these things going in your mind. You love it.
I don't see that.
But you do. If you didn't, you would let it go.
No, I'm honest. I don't see it.
I know you don't because you're in the darkness, man. You went back to the darkness, so you can't see. You're right about that. But you love your misery. You love your comparing yourself to others. You love believing that it's because of somebody or something from the outside. You love feeling like it's never going to work. You love thinking, well, what about 30, 40 years from now? You love it. That's why you hold on to it.
I don't hold on. I pretend, can't stop thinking that.
Right, because you love thinking that. You are the devil, and you love it. And you lie that you don't, but you do, because if you didn't, you would stay in the light. I got to run because of time, but... do what you want, but I recommend you come back to the light and stop believing whatever thoughts tell you. All thoughts are lies. You got to get rid of the thought of expectation or when it's going to happen and not happening and not happening fast enough. What's going to happen 40 years of that? You listen to the devil. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything done.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Super chats.
Thank you for the super chats. We got Hannes says, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it.
Lori with a biblical question answer.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Lori says you better not discriminate against the woman. Women are pure evil, and the evil world will always take the side of the woman. You can discriminate against men all day because evil can't stand that men are made in the image of God. Y'all men will be okay, though. You're strong. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
That's all the time we have.
When I come back, we're going to finish Super Chats and your phone calls. The hate news is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go? And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Two hours of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show done already. We got one more hour, your calls, stories, and more. I was telling you about the Clear Eyes and the FDA's warning consumers about several product recalls. I've been kind of telling you about a few of those. The nearly 40,000 bottles of Clear Eyes Maximum Itchy Eye Relief Drops have been recalled nationwide. The manufacturer Prestige Consumer Healthcare cited a lack of assurance of sterility and possible contamination. The Class 2 recall affects 15-millimeter bottles from Lot 2552A with an expiration date of September 30th, 2027. Consumers should stop using them and return the bottles for a refund. Separately, the agency has upgraded a recall of frozen Greenwise organic whole blueberries and whole mixed berries sold at Publix stores, with the highest risk class 1. The products may be contaminated with E. coli and were distributed in 8 southern states that have been linked to a multi-state outbreak. Other recent FDA actions include recalls involving certain jalapeno products, prepared foods due to a salmonella concern. Check the FDA website for full details. They're recalling things. We don't have the best people running stuff anymore. Trump versus California, an ongoing feud between the president and California Governor Gavin Newsom. Environmental regulations have become a major casualty. California has long led the nation in climate policy due to its vulnerability to wildfires, droughts, and rising seas, and vulnerability to laziness and mismanagement. But according to a New York Times investigation, the Trump administration has enlisted at least 6 federal agencies to undermine the state's unique rules. In less than 2 years, Trump and congressional Republicans blocked California from setting its own stricter limits on car pollution, including its plan to phase out new gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Some of the most radical changes, even in the states, stopped by the president. Just a tiny thank you. The Interior Department paid energy companies to cancel planned offshore wind farms. An oil pipeline that caused a major spill-off was ordered restarted. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration moved to review and potentially limit the power of the California Coastal Commission. Yeah, we got to build and live. You know, they're taxing carbon. They're taxing you. And more on building data centers and versus the people. President Donald Trump is urging governors and mayors across the country to welcome artificial intelligence data centers into their communities. Speaking this week at a White House meeting with tech and crypto leaders, Trump said that he would absolutely want such facilities if he were a local or state official. If I were the mayor of a town or governor of a state, and I had the chance to get a big plant in an AI plant or a data center, I would absolutely want it because the jobs are enormous and the money paid, the taxes paid are just enormous. If you don't take it, you're going to be left behind because there are plenty of places that want it. Trump has long championed data centers as critical to America's lead in artificial intelligence, arguing they drive innovation, jobs, economic growth. The comments come amid growing local pushback in some areas over concerns about high energy and water use. And there are some pretty creative talks about getting rid of certain state taxes with those data centers. A charter plane has crashed near a remote radar site in western Alaska, killing all 8 people on board. The Cessna 441, operated by Security Aviation, took off from Anchorage, was headed to the Cape Newenham long-range radar site airport, about 450 miles southwest, when it went down around 12:15 p.m. Thursday. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, 2 pilots and 6 passengers aboard, the U.S. military confirmed the aircraft was a civilian contracted flight supporting operations at the isolated Air Force facility, which monitors airspace along Alaska's borders. Foggy conditions were reported. Cause of crash remains under investigation. And finally, here a little bit of interest, a little good news. World's oldest person celebrating her 117th birthday, Ethel Ketterham from Lightwater in Surrey, has become the first British person ever to reach this milestone. Born on August 21st, 1909, she has lived through six British monarchs. She says her secret to a long life is that she has never argues with anyone and just lives the way she wants. I mean, all right, we got the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show coming right up. Open Line Friday. Thank you.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hey, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? And the world get a pleasure from giving pain, discriminating against men but not women. Why? I really want to know. In the same way, I want to know, why do men give women money that they're not even married to? And even then, you should do it in moderation. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to go run, walk, work, or whatever. You can podcast the show and still listen to it live on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I've been talking so much this week, my voice is fading away. Doing last Sunday meeting to now, radio interviews, other guests on radio, being a guest, and not complaining in the women's forum last night. I can feel my voice slowly slipping away, meaning my voice is being, so I'm going to quiet down my talk a little bit. Amazing. It is Friday. Get it off your chest day. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So, Edward, how was last week for you?
That's been really wonderful, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the newly married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Brandon Key. Mr. Brandon Key and his wife, Regina Aloui.
That's a great way to start a marriage.
They watched as the driver of this orange Mitsubishi Mirage spun around and aimed for them on the sidewalk.
I pulled our dog out of the way, and I stepped to the left. He just barely missed me.
Thanks to my knight in shining armor.
Can this week get any worse?
Sergeant, today I'm starting a black militia. If you're black, if you want to shoot some guns, come find me. We're going to rob some white people.
It gets way worse.
Yeah, you hate it.
To say that I've been following this Lindsay Clancy trial, especially as a mother of two who dealt with a lot of postpartum.
I'm in danger.
He did it. He did it.
Loud, boisterous person, you fake news. Be quiet. Be quiet.
I don't believe there's such a thing postpartum, whatever that's supposed to mean. I think it's all made up by angry women. If you didn't have anger, you wouldn't have to post your pardon. I'm pretty sure that's made up and it's due to the angry nature of the female. That's not real. What the? And they're using that as an excuse. Drop the anger and then see if you have to post your pardon. You don't know how angry evil is and the effect it has on the mind and the body and your whole world. Anger is evil. And then the devil put titles on it, post-pardon. Pardon, and now you hold on to the anger. Oh, why are you so grouchy? Oh, I got pardon. You make up lies. And you call it depression. You are depressed because you're in hell. And earth is not heaven. And man is not God. And so I'm being told postpartum is the time after a mother gives birth. AI and goodness. See how that's a lie? That's anger. Lady, drop the anger and see if you still have postpartum. I remember one time we had this amazing discussion, maybe at a Sunday meeting fellowship or at the women's forum of both, and the women were saying that every month they have their little the cleaning of their body come through and they get grouchy. And, it's just so hard, it's just so grouchy, this cycle thing. And then I said, well, don't get angry about it. Don't react. Don't do anything. See what happened. And it must disappear because I haven't heard any more women complain about that at all. Isn't that amazing? Drop the anger. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you medical advice, but I know if you drop that anger, I truly believe your little postpartum thing will disappear. Because the anger would disappear and the body would be at peace. So I'm starting to believe that this idea of postpartum is made up to defend anger and to be nasty to people and your children, to be a victim. Listen, some of you, Don just called from England, I believe. And Don stopped doing the silent prayer. He thinks all issues on the outside now. He doesn't believe it's going to work. It's taking too long, blah, blah, blah. All kind of excuse, right? Listening to the devil. And so, Don, if you're still listening or you podcast later, and to all of the men and women of the world, I want to play the if poem for you. It's Man's History Month. It's a Man's History Moment. But to every male and female on the planet, I promise you, not because I'm going to do it, but I promise you, meaning that I'm not going to be able to change you, But if you do the if you can do what the if is telling you, you will have perfect peace right here on earth. And so I want to play an if, and I encourage you, men and women, because it applies to everyone, to listen to the words. Just let them come in and go out, but listen to the words. Listen to the words of the if. And if you can do this, it has Trump in it, the great white hope, because he's a good example of the if. But if, and this is to every person, Don in England and everywhere, if you can do this, and listen to the words from the if poem, all right? And if, don't just get caught up with the scenery and the music, but listen to the words. And if you can do this, all of your issues will disappear. This is if from Rudyard, what's his name? Kipling. Rudyard Kipling. Watch this and listen.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. You will be a man, my son, and you will be a woman, my daughter. But you got to do the if. You just got to do it because the if is taking you all the way through hell, and on the other side is heaven, paradise. But you got to do the if. You got to lay your weapon down. Ain't no way around it. You got to do the if. Lay your weapon down. Turn the ship around. That is so perfect. I can hardly tell you how perfect it is. And most people, men and women, some are not having a problem with it. They have a problem, but they're dealing with it. They're not giving up. They endure, but most people don't want to do the if because they think what's happening is happening to them. I am afraid. I am under persecution from the world. I am not loved. They took this from me or that from me. I have thoughts. I am in misery. I am afraid my life's not going to work. I am this. You're not doing the if. I recommend it. The battle is spiritual, and it's control you. you are possessed. Every man and every woman on the planet. What made you think, if it's true that woman killed that man 3 children, the Clancy female? The same voices that you're listening to, same thing she had to. She heard voices in her head, and so do you. And the light will destroy those voices. And peace will happen. I want to just show you this story. There was, I don't know, this is so interesting to me. This is from ABC 7. A woman kicked a man who police says was terrorizing people in Philadelphia wearing a Chucky mask.
Police in Philadelphia are searching for a masked man investigators say has been terrorizing people. And we have some new video of one instance where the man is seen running after a woman.
This disturbing video showing a masked man chasing after a runner around 5:30 a.m. near City Hall in Philadelphia last Wednesday. Police say the man in a Chucky-style Halloween mask taunted the woman.
He's holding his cell phone up in front of her, at which time he asks her, "Are you ready to die?"
The runner was able to get away after police say the man, who they believe is between 16 and 20 years old, abruptly changes direction and ran into a rail station. Police say the man chased several people within a 15-minute span. One woman told our ABC station in Philadelphia she spotted the man approaching a runner who was wearing headphones.
I started to wave at her across from the intersection and say, "Hey, there's someone behind you."
Jamaica, who asked not to use her last name, says the man then turned his attention to her. Jamaica says she screamed for help, kicked him in the chest, and was prepared to try to fight him off.
He just seemed so disoriented about what his goals actually were. Like, I had bags. He wasn't reaching for those. It didn't seem like he had a clear goal to, like, actually get in La Colombe to do anything. So I was like, okay, well, let's see if you can fight. And he couldn't.
If caught, police say the suspect is facing multiple charges, including terroristic threats, simple assault, and intimidation.
Amazing. Well, according to Live Now from Fox, Philadelphia police have identified the masked suspect. And they think that he may have fled Philadelphia.
Well, police say they have now identified him as this man, the masked suspect they say
sought in
the 812 assaults near 15th and JFK, has been identified as Zamir Hughes, 22. An arrest warrant is active. They say Hughes may have fled Pennsylvania and has ties to California and Nevada. And the police there are working with the U.S. Marshals to bring him back to face justice.
Amazing, huh? Earth is not heaven. And things on earth are going to get worse because the human heart is evil. And all human hearts that are evil, anger is evil, are being controlled by evil. And they call it themselves. They say they are doing this. I'm in control of my own life, you say, and you're lying. And did you hear that black boy, Camilo, is back in the news again? And Camilo was accused of murdering a white boy down in Texas. According to the story, the black boy, Camilla Harris, went into, Camilla Anthony went into Austin Metcalf, the white guy, tent at a track meet, and they encouraged him to get out or something. And they say he took a knife and he killed Austin Metcalf. And he went to trial, he went to jail, I believe. Now they want to retry it. What a mess, huh? According to NBC News, the judge who oversaw Camilla Anthony's murder trial has been removed from the case as Anthony appeals his conviction and seek a new trial. And they said he wanted to seek a new trial because, according to the New York Post and Fox News, the judge by the name of John Roach said that, and he apparently made these comments on a TV show. The juror got it right, from Fox News.
You're looking now at new courthouse sketches of Carmelo Anthony, who was in court today in an attempt to get a new murder trial. Anthony, of course, was convicted of murdering 17-year-old Austin Metcalf by stabbing him during a track meet in April 2025. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison. Today, a Texas judge ruled in favor of a defense motion to recuse trial judge John Roach from overseeing the appeals process. The defense has accused Judge Roach of not being impartial during the Anthony trial. They point to an interview he gave in June where Roach said he believed the trial was fair and defended the dismissal of three black prospective jurors. The defense played the entire 18-minute interview for the courtroom, and that included this key moment.
Did the jury get it right?
Yeah, they did. You know why? Because they were picked based upon the law. They listened to the facts that happened here in this very courtroom, and they got a verdict. And so that's the process.
So I don't know why they would have a retrial if that's all he said. He said the juror made the choice, they got it right, and that's how the process works. I don't know why they would say, oh, he was biased or whatever they said. I forgot. CBS says a judge is considering whether to grant a new trial following this murder conviction.
This new judge could grant Carmelo Anthony's request for a new trial, or he could deny that request and send the case to an appeals court. That new judge is retired Kaufman County Judge Michael Chitty. He was appointed after Anthony's attorneys successfully argued the original judge, John Roach Jr., gave an improper public interview 2 days after the trial ended. Supporters of Carmelo Anthony cheered and celebrated together after the recusal was granted. Those same supporters lined up early this morning outside the courthouse. They are now inside of the courtroom watching the proceedings going on. Anthony has been serving his 35-year sentence in a Central Texas prison for the last 2 months after a jury found him guilty of murdering Austin Metcalf at a Frisco track meet last year. The 19-year-old has maintained he stabbed Metcalf in self-defense. Now, we may get a decision on a new trial today, but there's no timeline for that just yet.
Isn't that amazing? I don't understand how the law thing worked that way, so I don't claim to know. But if the judge is just saying the court, the jury got it right. The process was handled well, and as a result, a decision was made. Seems like he has twisted ideas of self-defense. I don't know what you're referring to, Hank. Seems like who has that? Oh, Camilla has twisted ideas of self-defense. Yeah, and then this retired Judge Chitty, how he going to make a decision? He's retired. What the? I don't understand that either. So I don't understand what this judge did said was wrong, how that was wrong. If I'm missing something, let me know. And during yesterday hearing, the defense claimed that prosecutor violated an off-the-record agreement. This is 13 WHAM.
Anthony's appellate team now claiming that prosecutors violated a private off-record agreement in that case to keep specific evidence out of trial, unheard by the jurors because it risked further inflaming the controversial case, evidence driven from character reports on both teenagers, including court documents stating Metcalf once got caught spray painting graffiti with, quote, KKK, kill all blacks, and Heil Hitler. Metcalf for that was sentenced to 12 months probation. Prosecutors also preparing a 75-page reported character report on Anthony. In that report, court documents say was a text message in which the now 19-year-old was fantasizing about stabbing someone and, quote, licking the blood off of the blade. It also detailed an alleged obsession with knives and guns and an accusation of stalking reported to the school principal by an ex-girlfriend. Now, today's hearing will continue into tomorrow, but it's not clear just yet when or if the judge will, in fact, rule on Anthony's retrial request.
Amazing, huh? What a mess! So Hank is telling me that those blacks seem to have a twisted idea of self-defense concerning Camilla and that jury situation, and that they're acting like, the blacks are acting like Clancy supporters. I see. Good point. Interesting point. And one last thing. Have you ever ordered anything by to be delivered to you by a drone? And if so, did they drop it off in the right place? Well, according to an Amazon customer in Texas, they dropped their package off at the wrong location once they got to the house. KTLA 5, watch this.
An Amazon customer in Texas got a surprise with her first drone delivery. Her package landed in the hot tub next to a pool. Lindsay Austin says she ran outside to record her first Amazon drone delivery, but watched as the watched as the drone hovered over her pool and dropped the package right into the water. The mishap comes as Amazon is making a big splash, pun intended, into drone delivery, with plans to expand Prime Air to nearly 500 cities and towns by the end of this year. Amazon says millions of items under 5 pounds can be delivered by drone, sometimes in as little as 30 minutes. As for Austin, she says she doesn't think she'll be asking for another drone delivery unless it's those chlorine tablets for her pool.
Amazing. I wonder if it was a hot meal. They dropped it in the hot tub, so it must have been a hot meal. I'm just saying. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Brother Jesse, everybody and their mama. Well, this is a Jesse Lee Peterson for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing.
Man, you know, I wanted to, what's the biblical question of the week, Jessica? I couldn't get in yesterday and talk to you.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
I believe because we're the stronger vessel and we're the head and we're the leadership.
Amazing. Well, thank you. And I'll put my choices in on Sunday.
And that's why I believe, because it's just a way of women rebellion. That's where the feminist movement come in and stuff, you know, and all that stuff. I mean, women wants to be equal to men, you know, do the same work, but a lot of them can't physically do the work, and they still want to get paid the same. Like the WNBA. They don't make the same money as the men NBA do. But to me, both of them are demonic. It's like, to me, the WNBA, all they're doing is promoting the alphabet group, in my opinion.
Well, I appreciate that, Rick. I will respond on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Hey, can I put in, can I say something earlier about, I think it was Tony called and, a lady was talking about she heard from God and Tony comment. I want to comment on those if I can, Jeff.
Your phone sounds weird and sound like you're outside.
Can you hear me now?
And I hear you, but it sounds muffled, stretchy, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me now, Jeff?
Yeah. Let's try it again. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I just want to, you know, I guess the church has gotten so emotionalized, man. People don't know when they're hearing from God. You know, a lot of people like say, God gonna talk to you in an audible voice. And, you know, and people are actually looking for that, you know. And God speaks to you. He speaks to you within, you know. It's like somebody with a biblical question last week was, you have God's word in your heart. The word brings it back to your remembrance, and you just live the word.
Hold on, Rick. And let me take a quick break. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
888-77-JESSE. Stretch off on pews.net, and I'll be right back.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, man, time going by like Nanny going knows. The No Hate Report at the top of the hour, but, and instead, the one and the only American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m. Hate could be back next week, I believe, but the American Anchor Baby today 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. On fire. And after the American Anchor Baby, brand new episode of The Fallen State. A fun and interesting discussion with Micah Irvin, a law student. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a liberal or a conservative?
I'm a liberal.
So you're an atheist and a liberal?
Yeah. Yeah. You see a starving puppy on the street with its big old puppy eyes and you don't even care about it?
No.
Average Republican. That makes sense.
What's wrong with the blacks?
They're poor. The issue is that they don't have the opportunities.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Yeah, absolutely.
What the? What kind of lawyer are you going to be? You can't even reason right. Amazing, huh? A fun, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesselepeterson.locals.com. jesselepeterson.locals.com. And then don't forget to podcast Billy on Punchy. Punchy.tv with Bio. And last but not least for now, I'll see you on Sunday for the fellowship, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And if you're not going to be there in person, you can watch it as it's happening at rebuildingdemand.com/church, all right? And thank you all for your financial support. Don't forget to donate. Call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, go to joptalk.com, joptalk.com, or you just scan the QR code to support Bond. Let me go quickly back to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, go ahead.
Yes, Jesse, and what was I saying? Oh, yeah, we were talking about hearing from God. And, you know, just so many preachers, you know, I know you heard the naming and claiming preachers. Claiming, naming. And the other guy you was talking to, you remember the guy you was talking to him? He was saying that he stopped doing a silent prayer because he felt like well, nothing happening.
Oh, yeah, Don from Europe.
Yeah, and one thing I've learned with God, it takes us a long time to put ourselves in a big mess. I can use finances, for example. If you've been overspending for years and you got all this debt and you ask the Lord to get you out of debt, it ain't happening overnight. It's a process. It took you a process to get there, and it's going to take you a process to exit out. Wouldn't you agree, Jesse?
Well, what if you know, if you get away from all thoughts and thinking about the outcomes about anything and just kind of live, things will work out sooner for you rather than later. But if you in your head thinking about what if and why not and when and this is painful, it will take forever.
Yeah, because you
not even get worked out at all.
Yeah, I mean, just because you give it a timetable and just live life.
You can't tell God how to function. What the?
Right. That's what they were there. I want you to speed it up, God, right now, right here.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, they get that from these naming and claiming ministries. Claim it, name it. You can still spend your money out of control. You will get rousted. All that mess.
Yeah, that's why
and
people they have to look, if they want to be free, they have to look within and find the truth for themselves. And if those preachers are not pointing you back to the kingdom of heaven within, then they're your enemy and not your friend.
Most of the black churches are pointing you back to race. And it's sad, man. Even with the Carmelo Anthony case, there's none to retry about. This man murdered a kid with a knife, stabbed him in the heart. That's a hard way to die, dude. Well,
that's according to the report.
Going to put in, and I don't see what happens they're going to have to change the outcome. Because I know that had been my son. I've been seeking the death penalty, Jesse.
Amazing. Well, we wait to see, but I don't understand how come the judge said the court made the right decision, the jury made the right decision. We did this the right way, and the process worked. They found a decision. They made a decision. But, Rick, thank you, man.
Now,
I appreciate it.
Oh, okay, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call, Jesse. Love you, man. God bless y'all, man. I try and tune in Sunday for church service. Love y'all. Be blessed. Drive home safe.
Stay with it, Rick.
Yes, sir. Will do.
All right, buddy.
But as always, I say, I'm doing my best, Jesse.
Right on. Amazing. Let me go to Thomas out of Arizona. Thomas, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Thomas.
All is well. All right, yeah. I had a question for you, man. Well, I normally listen to your show off and on, and I about 80% of the stuff you say I agree with. But I wanted to know where I heard you say something yesterday to one of your callers about you were making it seem like all the whole Bible wasn't true. And I wanted to find out. I wanted to know where you got that information from.
What do you mean by I was making it seem like nothing in the Bible was true?
No. You told the young man that for those that believe the whole Bible is true, that they're crazy. And so because he was trying to tell you that he's a 100% believer of the gospel, and he stood on that. But you said that the way you made it seem was you didn't believe the whole Bible was true.
Oh, did he say he thought the whole Bible was true?
Yeah.
Knowing that the Bible was rewritten over and over again by human beings, and that human beings write things based on the time, or they would change it in order to deceive. Why would anyone believe that the whole Bible is true? Why would they? Do you believe that?
Well, I mean, if you read scriptures, all the scriptures explain that God's word is true.
Do you believe that the whole Bible is the truth?
Yes, sir.
And why do you believe that?
Because there's plenty of scriptures in there that prove that it's true.
Give me one scripture that proves that the whole Bible is the truth.
Okay, there's many of them. So
no, give me one.
Hold on. If you believe that the whole Bible is God's word, I'll give you one of the main ones. In John 17, verse 17, when Jesus is praying for the world, he's praying to the Father, and he says, "Your word is truth." So if you believe the whole Bible is God's word, then even Jesus is praying to the Father that your word is truth.
But Jesus didn't say to God, "Your whole Bible is true." He said, "Your word is true." And God's word is true. But Jesus never said the whole Bible is true. I don't even know if they had the Bible when Jesus was around.
And if you...
What do you say about that?
Then you got to go to the book.
What do you say about that? Did they even have a Bible when Jesus was around?
Yeah, well, they had scriptures, but they didn't have... The whole Bible wasn't written yet.
And so how would Jesus say, the whole Bible is true if it wasn't even written?
Because it's God's word, man, inspired by God.
No, but how would Jesus say that if the whole Bible wasn't even written when he was alive, when he was here? How can he say to God, "Your whole Bible is true"?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Jesse, just hold on for a second.
Because of time, and it's not Bible thumping, so get right to it.
Well, you got to be able to, obviously you don't read your scriptures, because in the scriptures it explains everything.
No, so I'm asking you one simple question. You mentioned that one verse where Jesus said, "God, your word is true." But but you're saying the whole Bible is true, implying that are you saying that Jesus was saying the whole Bible is true?
Yes, sir.
But that's not what he said. They didn't even have a whole Bible yet.
But God's word is true, man. The whole Bible is about truth.
I'm asking you, Jesus did not say the whole Bible is true. Why are you saying that Jesus said that?
Well, if you believe that the whole Bible is God's word, he's saying God's word is truth.
But what you believe in is not true.
I believe that it's true. You don't. So then, in other words, you only believe, you're not even believing that the whole Bible is God's word.
What you believe in is not true, because Jesus never said the whole Bible is true.
No, Jesse, you're the only one I ever heard that ever said that, man. You're wrong.
Did Jesus say the whole Bible is true?
God's word is the whole Bible.
No, that ain't the question. Did Jesus say the whole Bible?
Yes, he did. Because God's word is the whole Bible.
Thomas, did Jesus say the whole Bible is true?
Yes, he said your word is true.
When did Jesus say the whole Bible is true?
Okay, look, I'm going to show you. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God, and the Word was God.
But no, you're still not answering the question where Jesus said the whole Bible is true. Thomas, call me again, because of time, I can't play. It's not Bible Thumping Thursday. Call me Thursday, and we'll talk. Super, super.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Super Chats. Gregatron with a coffee says, "Hey, Jesse, did you hear that so-and-so was given the thumbs down award by such-and-such organization?" I know he's talking about this black reporter who the other blacks don't like him because he's a little bit more honest than other blacks. Jesse, is a thumbs down award the same thing as a coon award? Nick, if you know what I'm talking about, you're welcome to explain it to the great black hope.
Amazing. I've not heard it. Whatever it is. But thank you. Appreciate it.
Sion with a coffee says, "Poor Hank. I understand nerve problems. It's excruciating. DJ Columbia Anchor Baby is everywhere holding it down. Love you, Jesse. Have a resting weekend. Hopefully Hank feels better. Tell him to get the red light therapy. It seems to help. President Trump needs to do more deporting. and he's doing the best he can going up against radical Islam.
Right on. Thank you. And he's listening. Haik is listening. And you're right. The Anchor Baby and the rest of the staff, they just jump right in. One monkey don't stop no show. And even though Haik may not be working in here like that, but he's still working. It's not like he's sitting around twiddling his thumbs. Amazing. Thank you.
No Mo Thought says, Jesse, it was nice to meet you and some of the crew earlier this month. I didn't have much to ask then, but in light of recent news about my job ending, should I do anything about it if I don't see what to do?
Repeat that.
In light of recent news about my job ending, should I do anything about it if I don't see what to do?
I don't know what you're referring to, so I can't give advice. You can call me, 888-77-JESSE, or make it a little clearer. Your super chat. Thank you.
Jack B said, with a nice Cash App.
Thank you, Jack B. I appreciate it.
Gregatron says, Jesse, it was sad yesterday hearing that white man B-wording about not getting a job, blaming Trump, etc. He should be ashamed of himself. Shameful.
I know him. He'll stop. He was playing.
He's working on it.
Destin, he was just playing. Amazing. Thank you.
You ever have a moment at night like that? You know, Lin Yen Chin says purpose is a mass noun. No such thing as purposes. It is phonic, fully sounding like purpose is a fool's notion of adding count to a mass noun. Mass nouns are both single and plural, i.e. fish and water. Words like fish and water. They're already plural.
Amazing. Thank you. So Haik is, thank you, Lin Yen Chin. I appreciate it. Haik is telling me back in 2002, Jesse Peterson debated Michael Eric Dyson on the case for against reparations for black, hosted by the National Association of Black Journalists. That's from Wikipedia. I did debate that boy.
That's
amazing.
What Gregatron was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Thank you, Haik.
Julius Caesar, welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you, Julius Caesar. Amazing. Thank you.
SLP with Faith says, I've given money to single mothers. I was depressed once and decided to commit suicide through charity. I've grown since. Now I give love, not money.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus says, men, stop being simps and giving your money to the devil. Stay with it. Don't be weak.
They're referring to men giving women money, and they're not even married. And even then, you're not supposed to be giving away a whole lot of money to your wife. But you're supposed to take care of your family. But you definitely, it's not, stop, men. You're not supposed to give women money because you're dating. That doesn't even make sense. You're setting yourself up and you're setting her up to resent you. Because she's never going to love you like that, that's for sure. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, I should just drop the money here for my super chat, but delivered my desired text directly to JLP's mind via black and slow harmonic resonance factor.
Amazing. Thank you.
So that made some sense. Use this super chat to read my next normal chat to bypass Google abusing my black and slow freedom of expression. I understand, Lin Yen Chin, but that's too difficult to do.
Thank you. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin also with another one says, Jesse, the educated are the original AI mess.
That's for sure. Educated people are lost, real lost, very lost. Look at the world. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim says women applauding late-term abortion and now applauding a woman killing her own children is why women should not vote or work. Why, Lord, why? If ever we needed you, we need you now.
Why, Lord, why? Why, Lord? Amazing. Thank you.
Faith in Him with a biblical question answer.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
God of this world is the God of women, meaning the devil.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Eric with the coffees all of Lindsey Clancy's mental health providers were female. Dr. Jennifer Tufts, Rebecca Jolota, Julie Paul, Letitia Dukes, Dr. Aaliyah Goodhart, Dr. Zobeida Diaz, Dr. Elizabeth Madva. Anytime you listen to the woman, you suffer.
I didn't know all her doctors were female, but you're right. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer, including your mama. Amazing. Thank you.
Mexico Pal, thanks for the generous donation. Happy Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Anthony L. with a coffee. Morning. Hope all is well.
Good morning. All is well. Thank you.
Robert, generous coffees. Eric with the coffees. Women make up 85% of all new enrollments in school psychology, developmental psychology, and counseling. 80% of all psychology degrees, 75% of all new doctorates. The mind is female.
Wow, it's over. Thank you, Eric, for yours. And who was that?
And earlier it was Robert, no message.
Thank you, Robert. And who was that?
The one I just read is Eric.
And Eric. Thank you, guys. Amazing.
Mike P. says, my daughter tells me all the time, mommy be acting nice knowing she isn't. She's 10 now, so I know she's aware.
Right on. God bless your daughter. That's amazing.
He goes on with another one. How do I help my daughter deal with traits in her mother that she doesn't like, especially when I'm not always there to protect or support her if her mother gets upset about what she shares with me?
When you get home, ask your daughter how was her day with her mother and hear her out. And if there's something to deal with it right in front of your daughter so she can see that you love her and protect her from the mother. Just don't get angry. No anger. Amazing. Thank you.
Cag says, thank you, Jesse, for showing me how to become closer to God. Love your little show. What the amazing.
Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Amazing.
Lin Yan Chin with a super chat. Adorable cutie, Brandy. Your verse seems to be inspiring. Fear not the storm of life. I am in exact control. Be at peace in my embrace. JLP slow. And Anchor Baby slow.
Yeah, Brandy, that's the devil tell you that's from God. Oh, look, you're reading the storm book right at the time of the storm. That's the devil tell you
that. Okay.
Let that pass. Amazing. Let it pass, Brandy. And don't be mad. Remember, don't get angry because people disagree with you. What the? Thank you.
Roy with a super chat. Bill Lockwood is the smartest white man on this side of heaven, and Tony is the dumbest Nicaragua on this side of heaven. Also, we need to repeal the 19th Amendment to help protect women from themselves.
Oh, what a mess, huh? Thank you.
Ryan Dowling says, do or don't, there is no try. He's quoting Yoda.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Do it. Don't try. Do it. Thank you.
Francisco says, the devil farted thick today.
What?
The devil farted thick today. I don't know how Francisco knows this.
What does that mean?
It's a statement that the devil, I've never heard of a thick fart, but that's what the devil did.
Oh,
and Francisco
baby.
Knows this.
Francisco kid was a friend of mine. He drank whiskey, I drink wine. Oh, amazing. Remember that song?
No.
Frisco kid was a friend of mine. He drank whiskey, I drink wine. Something
that
like
part
that.
Sounds familiar.
See that? Amazing. Thank you.
Pat Yellow Bear says, my sister is 18. She's starting university this year. Should she stay in the parents' house or find her own place? Home is a mess and an hour away. Patrick, out over there in England.
Well, I don't know. You guys have to make that decision. I don't know the financial issues or anything, but I wish her well. Thank you.
Barbecue Pringle with a coffee. Dear Jesse, are you going to fight against the underground adrenochrome war propaganda?
What's that?
So I think adrenochrome is like a fictitious drug. A fictitious drug they say elite Hollywood people harvest from the young. I personally don't believe it. And he's saying, I don't quite understand. He's asking, are you going to fight against this underground scheme of adrenochrome?
I can't respond because I don't know what you're referring to at this time. Thank you, though.
Spaz out for the biblical question.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Says, reason why it's okay to discriminate men like us because solely of our existence. Can't get any more simple than that.
I'll put my two cents in Sunday. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy's Rumble Rant says, happy Friday. God bless JLP and crew.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
Just doing a quick final check here. Oh, Nikki with a coffee. Women use men for their money. please. In my world, some men volunteer their wallets without you even asking.
That's even worse.
Sorry, Jesse. Women are innocent on this one.
That's even worse. But they're not innocent because an innocent woman would not take another man's money, knowing it's for the S-E-X thing, a word that Hake can't say because Hake is Christian.
We're all Hake now. We are all Hake. That's all for now.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you. Let me go quickly to Earl out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what was your biblical question?
Is it okay? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Because people think that men are in the higher position. Like, society thinks that men deserve to get all the hate.
Why?
I don't know. You have to ask society, especially all the organization of women who hate men.
Amazing. Thank you, Earl. I appreciate the response. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I am out of time. Who's this from Florida? Rhett. Rhett from Florida. Dare tell me one thing and you tell me another. Who's the internet?
I thought it was Rhett.
Rhett from Florida. John out of Houston, Texas. And other callers that are coming in and dropping. I'm out of time. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. And the American Anchor Baby is coming up right now. No hate report. But the American Anchor Baby, after the American Anchor Baby, the fallenstate.tv. And check out Bill on punching.tv. And I'll see you all on Sunday at 10:30. Meeting start at 11 at the fellowship, if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. Amazing Friday morning show. Thank you all. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Take care. And thank you for your support. We got fighting to do. We got to show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.